With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says governors of Oregon and Illinois should spend time with ICE officers to get a sense of how they're treated by protesters.
These individuals are shouting hateful things at them, threatening their families, putting their hands on them, and acts of violence are occurring on a regular basis.
And she adds protesters are shouting hateful things and threatening the families of ICE officers.
There should be consequences for that and for leaders that stand up and knowingly lie about the situation on the ground. This is a war zone. His city is a war zone, and he's lying so that criminals can go in there and destroy people's lives.
On Capitol Hill, lawmakers remain at a standstill over reopening the government, showing very few signs of progress. Correspondent Ken Lorman reports both parties believe that public opinion supports their stance.
Democrats oppose the GOP's clean 7-week continuing resolution, which is in the Senate. It has spending maintained at Biden-era levels with no Republican initiatives. But Democrats want to add provisions that would extend some health care subsidies. They are COVID-era enhanced health care subsidies. Republicans have balked at that. They say negotiations over health care, whether it's subsidies or Medicaid cuts, all of that should happen later. And for now, they want Democrats to join them in passing a clean bill that would open the government again. Ken Lorman reporting.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is not happy today. At least five people have been killed when Russia launched drones, missiles, and guided aerial bombs into Ukraine in an attack officials say targeted civilians. More than 50 ballistic missiles and 500 drones were sent in. This is SRN News. Yet another abortion pill controversy.
This one involves California and provision of the abortion drug mifepristone. Doctors will now be able to prescribe the drug to women anonymously under a new state law, AB 260, signed by Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom. Also, pharmacists would not have to list either the doctor or the patient. AB 260 also acts as a shield law for abortion businesses. It exempts from several levels of legal consequence anyone with a role in the entire production chain of abortion pills. George Williams, SRN News.
Persecution of Christians rising in India. International Christian Concern reports a new anti-conversion law setting off a new round of anti-Christian violence. Hindu groups surrounded the Hizbuttan Bible Institute on September 23rd, arresting two people. One minister says pastors are being arrested and detained. This is SRN News. A nonprofit organization aiding the homeless on the streets of Miami.
Dr. Inaki Bent and the team at Miami Street Medicine treat the homeless.
We do a focus history and physical exam, and then we address those needs.
They use tablet computers to track vitals for patients like Manuel Rodriguez and offer follow-up visits for chronic conditions.
Hey. Willing to take us to the hospital.
This work prevents treatable conditions from becoming emergencies.
Doing this service here helps free up the logjam that we see in many of our emergency rooms.
One challenge is the transient nature of homeless people, which makes it difficult to provide continual care. I'm Ed Donahue.
Sailors celebrating the Navy's 250th anniversary had a special guest Sunday, President Trump. The Naval Station Norfolk in Virginia, along with First Lady Melania Trump. More details at srnnews.com.